You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we've got a treat. We've got John Dalm. He's a SIOR, CCAM, CFP, LMNOP. He's a partner in Infinity Commercial Real Estate. John's been a broker down here for 25 years. He grew up down here. I could go through the three pages of qualifications he have. Just remember that he is the 2015 chairman of the board of the Miami Association of Realtors. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, we're glad to have you. And what I really want to understand, you know, we build this as an overview of the industrial market, but I really think maybe what we want to do is talk about what the market driver is. The market's hot. The market's strong. There we did the overview. What's the driver behind it?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things is what we're doing here in South Florida after we're really a little over 100 years old. You know, Miami was really not much until about 1896 when Henry Flagler brought a railroad down here. 1896, they incorporated the city of Miami. That was a year after he had brought the railroad to the New River in Broward County. So here we are 120 years later, and we're really rebuilding a lot of what was started back then. As a result, once we opened this up to people coming down, we were able to open it up to trade as well. One of the reasons Flagler brought that railroad down back at the turn of the century was to trade with Cuba, to trade with South America, and to be able to get ships coming in from China. It was almost a new Silk Route coming through the Panama Canal that was to be finished in 1913.
So it sounds to me like then you're making a case that Miami is the city of the century.
It really is. It's 100 years for Broward County. It's a little over 100 for Miami. And here we are rebuilding everything that was started back then. The Panama Canal is being basically rebuilt with a whole new set of locks. It's not being widened. It's being expanded. And what we're doing here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale at Port Everglades is to build the channels so that they can accommodate the new ships that will be able to come through the canal. They're much deeper. They take a lot more space side to side. And, of course, they hold a lot more containers.
Now, if we've got more containers and more ships going through both of these ports, it sounds to me like Miami is beginning to become the international transshipment and marine center point the way New York, Singapore, London, Hong Kong have in the past and continue. So it sounds to me like you're saying it's Miami's time.
Yeah, it really is Miami's time. And what you said is interesting because a lot of people have said, well, how are we going to compete with places like Freeport, Grand Bahamas? How are we going to compete even with places like Savannah that have a lot more warehousing space? They have rail coming right in. The difference is those are isolated places, and the world is not flocking to them to live there. We have a number of things going for us at once. Not only do we have the deep water seaports, which are taking in all these goods, and by the way, there's a nice book coming out called 90% of Everything. It talks about how 90% of everything in the world is shipped by sea, by ocean carrier.
Wow. And then it also it also hits up with the railroad distribution.
Yes, yeah.
And so we've got that going on too
right
now.
We have that going on, and we have two international airports that are being completely rebuilt. You got Miami International now that's the largest international cargo airport in America, the ninth largest in the world. You got Fort Lauderdale Hollywood Airport that's starting to bring international flights in. Miami, by the way, hit its 100th carrier last month. And then, of course, you've got the ability to transship between air and sea. Almost everything comes in by ocean, but it goes out by air.
You know,
it goes out by Amazon, et cetera.
You know, so Amazon, you know, I heard a topic the other day that industrial's the new retail, and I guess that's with Amazon starting to beat out the corner distribution points.
Yeah.
And now it sounds to me like we also have incredible pressure on job growth through this.
We do. We have all the jobs that'll be used to, that'll be serving these industries. And of course, one of the great things is that we're starting to see things that we never saw before. We're starting to see something called reverse logistics, which is the return goods. We take for granted when we order something here that we can just turn around and ship it back. We can put the flat screen TV in a box and send it back to where it came from. If you're living in South America, you can't do that. You have to have a central point to send it to, and that central point would most likely be Miami, which is regarded by a lot of people as being the capital of South America. If South America were a country, Miami would be the capital.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a perfect place for them and a great place. Absolutely a great place for all of them.
Yeah, it really is. It starts to, you look at what we're doing. I like to tell people we're rebuilding the entrance to America, basically, through Miami. It used to be through New York. But now what we have is a cultural similarity to the entire hemisphere south of us. We are the closest point of entry for ships coming through the Panama Canal from China. And we're also the logical city to do business, almost like a Zurich or a Singapore, with cities in Miami if you're coming from other continents. I mean, with cities in South America if you're coming from other continents. So you start to add all those things together. We've got this cultural mix that's unlike any other place in the world. We really have, we're almost like a Sydney, like a Zurich here. We have so many different cultures. The students in Miami public schools come from 160 countries, speak 58 languages. It's just extraordinary. And this causes people to feel comfortable moving their businesses.
Now, John,
South Florida.
We've got, Frank just called in. Frank, are you on the line?
Yeah, yes, I am. I am on the line. Welcome, John Dom, one of the very best CCIMers. And SIORs and a great supporter of our group. How are you guys?
Great, thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Frank. Frank's the president of the Miami CCIM, so he's calling in and giving us all the high five. Hey, Frank, thanks for having us out at the event.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. And, we sent out to all of our attendees all the interviews that occurred. They received them in their email, and anyone that's interested can actually reach out to us via email. And request them to you. I mean, we have all the links to the show. It's phenomenal. We're having a great response on that. And definitely now you have definitely one of our greatest.
Well,
John knows everything about every single aspect of infrastructure here in town.
Well, we're talking to him now about the infrastructure. So, Frank, stick around if you want. But, John, thank you so much, Frank, and chime in if you have some more comments. So what about infrastructure? Because infrastructure around here, I'm going to just use a dirty word, blows. I mean, everybody in traffic that thinks infrastructure blows, toot your horn right now. Oh, my God. It's deafening.
It's almost like we're rebuilding everything at the same time. We've got the 836, 826 going on. We haven't even started yet that crazy, what we call confusion corner, where you try to go from the Palmetto Expressway to I-95 North, and you feel like you've gotten off of it three times before you actually get back on the expressway. All that will be rebuilt. The Don Shula will have exits down south of 120th. We'll have the Gratney Expressway is going to be a really interesting model that's elevated. And, of course, we've got one of the problems we have in South Florida, I know you and I were talking that we're both natives here. If you remember when when we built I-95, it really created an inner city where we never had one before. Had we actually been able or had the technology to elevate I-95 back then, it would have been a lot better. Traffic could have flowed under it. We wouldn't have those problems. So now what we're doing is rebuilding all this stuff.
Well, John, we've got about three minutes left.
Oh, boy.
And you're rocking the house. Frank, how are we doing? No, Frank left.
We
were blowing up Frank.
He's in traffic.
I'm here. I just muted you guys for courtesy. How are we doing with what?
How are we doing on the radio representing the CCIMs, Frank?
Oh, no. Listen, we're absolutely very, very excited to have you on board and to be working with our group. And all the CCIMs definitely want to come on your show. And our lineup is, I think 6 months out at this point.
Whoa,
so.
High five. Well, I got to get John. John's got some great stuff. Keep rolling, John. We've got like 2 minutes left.
Well, I just have to tell you about the CCIMs. One great thing about the CCIM group is that a lot of people are making deals down in South Florida. It's almost like you can't do anything wrong right now. Everything is selling. People are buying from all over the world. The CCIMs are the people that really do understand the deals.
They're highly educated. Yeah. They work the deals. Yeah. These men and women are on the streets at all times getting the information people need to make good decisions.
It's an extraordinary
group. And we invest ourselves in the deals. It's the big difference. We sell it to ourselves mentally so that then we can sell it to our clients and make a commission.
Well, John, if people want to get in touch with you and use your expertise in their businesses with real estate and other things, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, I'm easy. I'm John at infinitycommercial.net. But the CCIM group, Frank, you probably have the best website for that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's flccim.com.
And that's got us all on it.
Okay, we've got one more minute, John.
Yeah.
What is your one takeaway on what's going on here in South Florida, knowing that the apartment guys are holding? Hey, how are the apartment guys doing? We'll be right with you. John.
I would say just be a little patient with the rebuilding of South Florida. It took us 100 years to wear it out, and we'll be able to put it back together, I think, within the next two or three. We'll have the dredges finished at Port Miami. The one will be started and finished at Port Everglades in 5 years. We've got a moving the tri-rail from the west side of 95 to the east side, all aboard Florida coming in. This will be great for people. We've got the largest technology conference in the eastern United States coming back again this year for the second time.
We'll have them on the show in about a month.
Yeah, so we are becoming regarded as an import-export hub, as a great place for education, innovation, for technology, and really a great place to live.
Well, John, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Frank, thanks for delivering John and all these great guests.
Yep. You can have John probably another five times.
He's amazing. We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to talk apartment markets with two of the titans, Jay Jacobson of Stiles and Callum Parrott of Mill Creek. We'll be back after this talking apartments. Take it away, D.